T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony has been held for the second tallest office tower in New York City. One Vanderbilt is on One Vanderbilt Avenue, right next to Grand Central. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell was at the public event today, and he joins us now. Peter, why all of the attention on this project?
Starting with the fact the building is 1,400 feet, so it soars and pierces the sky. It adds a new element to the skyline. And this was a major piece of a very drawn-out and controversial rezoning of the neighborhood. It is just east of Grand Central, so if and when the East Side Access Program is completed, it will allow the Long Island Railroad to come to Grand Central. And for folks who live on Long Island and work in the city, especially here in Midtown, this is going to be just a big deal.
Still, the timing doesn't seem lucky for them, doesn't seem great with the COVID-19 shutdowns. A lot of office workers in the city have been staying home.
Right, and certainly there are tenants across the city trying to either renegotiate or get out of leases or reduce their footprints. This building is 1.7 million square feet of office space. It is 70% leased. Executives said, though, really the timing speaks to their bullishness, not only of the neighborhood, but of the city. And once things get back to normal, they feel that this is a prime location. They've got a diverse collection of restaurants. It includes the well-known chef Danielle Ballard.
And the developer is touting public improvements that are a part of this project. What are those all about?
Probably the biggest thing is more than $200 million of improvements to the subway station at Grand Central. They've added new stairs and elevators that should reduce congestion. Also, this is an area that's really starved for open space, and there is a large public plaza at street level that has been completed but not open, but eventually it'll be open for the public.
It's WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.